Okay, thank you, Brother Brian. And I welcome all you here tonight in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I welcome all those on the live stream, and I am not Vic Brockman. He hasn't lost his hair, so he still has a full head of hair, and he's older than me and has a lot of hair. But please pray for Brother Beck. He's ill today. And so when I started out, it says on the program, sermonette, prayer service, song service. It's probably, as I was going this morning, I got a call at 7 this morning that he wasn't feeling good, and so I thought, what should I do, you know? And but then the scriptures started coming to me, and more scriptures came, and so it's probably going to be a little more than a sermonette, and then we're going to do a season of prayer, and probably not a song service tonight, but I was just going to fill the time if we needed it. So I welcome you here again. I'm going to start with Philippians 4. Philippians 4, and I'm going to start with verse 4. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, what an important scripture. And my, you know, we have a lot of need. We have a lot of need. And last night, Brother Brian and me went to minister to our Brother Dan. And our Brother Dan is in need of a lot of prayers. You know, he's been blessed. He's been blessed along, but right now he's going through a rough patch, and he needs a lot of prayers. And so my sermon tonight is the importance of prayer. How important is prayer? And we all know the importance, but we need to do it. We need to do it. We need to lift our voices unto the Lord. He wants us to seek him in all things. He wants to hear us come in humbleness. Come in humbleness unto him and ask for these blessings in our lives. I'm going to turn to Jeremiah 29. Okay, Jeremiah 29, and I'm going to start with 11. I'm just going to read 11 through 13, and it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And that's what he wants. He wants our heart. He wants us to come in that humbleness. He wants us to come in that love and that dependence on him. And, you know, he's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God, but he wants us to seek him. And when we seek him in prayer, do we believe that he's going to answer our prayers? You know, let's turn to Hebrews 11, which is faith. You know, do we have that faith? So Hebrews 11, I'm going to start with 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And again, diligently seek him. He wants us daily to put him first, to seek him in prayer, to thank him, to thank him. You know, now I'm going to turn to page 651 in the Book of Mormon, and this is 3 Nephi 8. Okay, 3 Nephi 8, and I'm going to start with 47. And it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil. Ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people which do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. And it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto his disciples, he turned again unto the multitude and saith unto them, Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. For Satan desireth to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore, you must always pray unto the Father in my name. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you." You know, we have that promise. He'll give us that, you know, when we pray, and, you know, we think that we want certain answers. Are they always the answer we want? But God is with us. You know, he will give us that peace. He will give us those healings. He will give us those things that are so important, and he wants us to seek him. He's an awesome God, and he wants us to seek him. It says, "Pray in your families unto your Father, unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. And behold, ye shall meet together oft, and ye shall not forbid any man from coming unto you when ye shall meet together. But suffer them that they may come unto you, and forbid them not. But if ye shall pray for them, and shall not cast them out, and if it so be that they come unto you oft, ye shall pray for them unto the Father in my name. Therefore hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up, that which ye have seen me do." You know, so there it is, the example there. What God has, you know, what the Lord has shown us, that example. He wants us to live by that example. You know, and, you know, we can't be as wonderful as our God, but we need to strive to do our best to seek him for the needs of all those in our church, all those outside of the church, our neighbors. My neighbor, and we're still waiting to hear, my neighbor Thursday night had a stroke, and he's in the hospital at St. Luke's, and they did surgery on his brain, and we don't know. His wife hasn't been home to know what is going on for sure, but he is on the plaza. So there's needs everywhere as we go. And in my school, there's needs. I have a coworker that has breast cancer. I have, until I was diagnosed with cancer, I didn't realize how many people have cancer. You know, how many are suffering? How many? And we need to, you know, our hearts and our love for, I know, our brothers and sisters here. We went, we saw Brother Dan, and he had a feeding tube, and he had oxygen on, and we don't, you know, we don't want to see our loved ones in the States, but it brings us closer to ask God for these blessings. Manon had said, "Look who's here." Last night, and Dan was, you know, had this mask and all that, and she said, look to the left, and he said, "Hi, David," and there was Brian. "Hi, Brian." So he knew us, and Manon said, that's the most he had said all day, you know, and that he was just sleeping and not really coherent, and he was able to see us. We went and ministered to him, and are praying for that blessing, for that miracle. Let's turn to James 5. So James 5, and I'm going to read 13 through 16. And it says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." You know, Manon yesterday had, Jesse called me for Manon, and asked for this administration. And then at the end, she said, can you administer to me too? She says, I feel bad asking for administration because Dan is the one in need. But she was in need. She was in need with all the, so please pray for Manon too. And I'm sure we all are. But you know, seeing your loved one in a struggling is so much pressure on each person. So please pray for their family and their needs. But we have that avenue. We have that avenue of administration. And it says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven." You know, so... You know, we have that avenue of administration. We have that another way to seek God by calling for the elders when we are in need. But we need each person here. Everyone has that opportunity to pray every day. Every week I tell you, you know, when we go from here, every day when you wake up, ask God to lead you. Ask God to guide you. And when you start with God in your mind, he is going to be with you. We're going to remember more if we are asking him. Let's turn to Alma 16. And this is on page 429. And this is the scripture on prayer and telling us to pray always, everywhere. But I like to read it because it's so important that we think, oh, the power of prayer, we need to pray at all times. And so I'm going to start with verse 218. It says, "Therefore may God grant unto you, my brethren, that you may begin to exercise your faith into repentance, that you begin to call upon his holy name, that he would have mercy upon you, yea, cry unto him for mercy, for he is mighty to save. Yea, humble yourselves and continue in prayer unto him. Cry unto him when ye are in your fields, yea, over all your flocks. Cry unto him in your houses, yea, over all your household. both morning, midday, and evening. Yea, cry unto him against the power of your enemies. Yea, cry unto him against the devil, which is the enemy to all righteousness. Cry unto him over the crops of your fields, that ye may prosper in them. Cry over the flocks of your fields, that they may increase. But this is not all. Ye must pour out your souls in your closets, and in your secret places, and in your wilderness. Yea, and when you do not cry unto the Lord, let your hearts be full, drawn out in prayer unto him continually, for your welfare, and also for the welfare of those that are around you. And, you know, it's so important. We pray for our needs. You know, we pray for our immediate family's needs. And again, we pray for our church family's needs. But I know that as we hear of a need, we need to pray. And I think I know I've told you that when I was asking the teachers to pray for me at school, when I had this big test that was going to tell if I was in remission or not, but I'm going to remind us again. She grabbed me right then and pulled me into this room, and there were other. I was the one male there. All these lady teachers. And she said, we're praying for David right now. And the whole importance of that is when you see a need, you know, take a moment and say a prayer. You know, I had said, pray for me at 1:30, you know, and here it was 9, and she knew her day was going to be crazy. And then probably 2 would come, and she'd like, oh, I meant to pray for him. You know, how many times have we done that? When we mean to, I know we all have that love. We have a heart. We want to pray for everybody in need. But do we remember later? You know, and then if we remember later, great, great. But do it immediately. Do it immediately. When you hear that need, lift them up to God. He wants to hear us. Let's turn to Matthew 6. Okay, Matthew 6, and I'm going to read 1 through 13. It says, take heed that you do not your alms, and this is Jesus speaking. It says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thou alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. After this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, we all know that as the Lord's Prayer here. But when it says, do not be as a hypocrite and for your much lavish words, you know, God knows our thoughts before we even say it. You know, he knows what we are praying for. And I'll tell you, as a kid, as a young adult, as an even a little bit older adult, I was still shy about saying a prayer. You know, I didn't have these lavish, and I still don't have these lavish prayers, you know, and he wants it from the heart. He wants, and so don't be afraid. The young, and I've heard so many good prayers from our teens, you know, so many good prayers, but don't be shy. Don't be shy. Because I really was, and I didn't pray out loud because I was self-conscious. You know, what am I going to sound like? You know, what? You know, but he doesn't want those, he doesn't want us to put on a show. He wants to hear it from the heart. And so when you stand or you kneel and pray, pray to God with your heart. You know, pray with humbleness. And like I said, he already knows. He already knows, but he wants us to hear him. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to do those things that are pleasing, that we seek him in all things. I have just a few one-line scriptures here, so you don't have to turn to them. But Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And then in Luke 18:1 says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You know, so don't give up. Don't give up. You know, he wants to hear our prayers, and just keep going. And so many are in need, you know. And John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You know, and in that, in John 15, it's talking about the vine, and if we are you know, Jesus speaking here, you know, and how important it is that we follow him. And then Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And it's very hard we're human, and we think we know what we want and what is what we want the outcome to be. You know, I guess we're a little selfish in that we think we know what the answer is, but we need to trust in the Lord. And it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He will direct our path throughout life. I'm going to turn now to Ephesians 6, and I'm not going to read it. It is the armor of God. We all know this scripture, but I'm just going to touch on the prayer part of it. And it's so Ephesians 6. Okay, and I'm going to start with 16. All the verses before it, if you start with 10, you'll hear all that. No, I'll start with 10. How's that? And then I'll end with 16, which is on prayer. It says, finally, my brethren, this is 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then here it is, above all, taking the shield of faith. You know, we need to have faith. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, and so, and then here it is, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, you know, in the Spirit of God. And, you know, we ask this morning for the Spirit to lead our service, and he led our service, and we had a wonderful service today. But in all things, ask him to lead us, ask him to guide us. And now I'm going to turn to Moroni. It's on page 767, Moroni 7, in the Book of Mormon. And I'm going to start with 35. This is on page 767, or actually 766 is where 35 is. And Christ hath said, if ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. And ye hath said, repent all ye ends of the earth, come unto me and be baptized in my name, and have faith in me that ye may be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, if this be the case, that these things are true which I have spoken unto you, and God will show unto you with power and great glory at the last day that they are true, and if they are true, hath the day of miracles ceased. You know, and I know that you know, some people are saying, you know, we don't have miracles anymore. We don't have any. I will point our brother Dan in the sound booth there. What a miracle. The Lord blessed him so, you know, when his wife came to the services, and she had that faith. She had that faith, knowing that he would be healed, and God healed him. There was a miracle. Let me see where I get. It says, and hath the angel ceased to appear unto the children of men? Or hath he witnessed the power of the Holy Ghost from them? Or will he, so long as time shall last, or the earth shall stand, or there shall be one man upon the face thereof to be saved? Behold, I say unto you, nay. For it is by the faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto men. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, woe be unto the children of men, for it is because of unbelief, and all is vain. For no man can be saved according to the words of Christ, save they shall have faith in his name. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, then has faith ceased also. And awful is the state of man, for they are as though there had been no redemption made. But behold, my beloved brethren, I judge better things of you. For I judge that ye have faith in Christ because of your meekness. For if ye have not faith in him, then ye are not fit to be numbered among the people of his church. And again, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you concerning hope. How is it that ye can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you, that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to the promise. Wherefore, if a man have faith, he must needs have hope, and without faith there cannot be any hope. And again, behold, I say unto you that ye cannot have faith and hope, save ye shall be meek and lowly in heart. If so, his faith and hope are vain, for none is acceptable before God, save the meek and lowly of heart. And if a man be meek and lowly in heart and confess by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. You know, we must have that love of Christ. It says, wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ. And it endureth forever, and whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all energy of heart, that you may be filled with this love which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be filled, that we may be purified even as he is pure. Amen. You know, and back there it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all energy of heart. You know, from the heart, pray to him for our needs and thank him for the blessings in our lives. Testify to others of his goodness. I have a poem. I'm going to just read I'll paraphrase just a little bit in here. And it's by Helen Steiner Rice. And it's titled, On the Wings of a Prayer. It says, just close your eyes and open your heart and feel your worries and come depart and cares depart. Just yield yourself to the Father above. And then on down it says, for life on earth grows more involved with endless problems that can't be solved. But God only asks us to do our best. Then he will take over and finish the rest. So when you are tired, discouraged, and blue, have we all been tired, discouraged, and blue? I think so. There is always one door that is open to you, and that is the door to the house of prayer, and you'll find God waiting to meet you there. You know, he's there for that comfort. And the house of prayer is no further away than the quiet spot where you kneel and pray. Then it says, as we place ourselves in his loving care, and he hears every prayer and answers each one, when we pray in his name, thy will be done. The burdens that seem too heavy to bear are lifted away on the wings of prayer. You know, and so how important to remember that God wants us to seek him. God wants to hear our voice. God wants our thoughts with him. And he wants us to love one another. He wants us to pray for one another. You know, I know through every day, or I'll say every week, I am able to tell somebody of the wonderful blessings that God has given me, and because of the prayers that I had, But there were so many prayers, and I'm trying to think who it was the other day. It was maybe a, I don't know who it was. There was two ladies. We were at Silver Dollar City, and I was checking out, and the others went on. I was paying, and then I had to tell them what a wonderful blessing, and that we, and it was because of the prayers from to God that I was blessed so much. You know, and I told them of those blessings. And he gave me that avenue to tell of those blessings. Do we want to go through trials? No. Do we want to have temptation? No. You know, we want our life to be easy and I do at least. You know, you think, okay, we want everything to be just perfect. You know, I like everybody happy. If you know, I want everybody happy. But it can't, you know, I deal with the kids at school and we have these feeling buddies. And we introduced last week, we have happy and we have sad. And they all know, here I am holding them up. They're a little buddy that I hold up. So sorry, I talk with my hands. But you know, and they all know we want to be happy. You know, when you keep your hands to yourself, if you're touching your friend, are they happy? No. Do you want them to be happy? You know, so in our lives, we want to be happy. And we want those feelings of happiness. We're going to have sadness, but God is there for us to comfort us, to strengthen us through all the, if we have struggles, he's there. And so let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. Okay, and I'm going to read 16 through 25, and it says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." And I'm going to end with here, "Brethren, pray for us." And how important the power of prayer. We all know the power of prayer, but keep that in your mind. We're going to have I have one more verse. I'm going to go back and read just Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We all know it. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." And just remember that. He is there for us. And I didn't know how long this would be tonight, but then as I was putting the scriptures together this morning, I knew it would be longer than to have a song service. So we're not having a song service tonight, but we are going to have a season of prayer, and a short season of prayer, and it's for, we can pray for whoever, but I'm going to mention our brother Dan, which is in great need of prayer, and Manon, brother Moses, Brian was telling me about, he had surgery and he's recuperating, cancer surgery, and in Africa, right? And then we also have another brother that is in our congregation that is struggling financially, and he's went through in this last year, well, it's our brother Ray. He said we could mention his name, but our brother Ray Kloer, he's been a member probably a few months here, but he went through a hurricane about a year ago. He moved here, and things have he's just struggling so bad. And so he needs to be lifted up in prayer. He met Sean and me and said, I know God told me to come to you and ask for prayers. So we know so many that are in need of prayer. But I know our brother Dan, if we can have this season of prayer for Brother Dan Moses and our brother Ray. So if you'll all lead us in the prayer, and then if anybody wants